The only thing, the main feedback I've been getting is I didn't mention Naftali Briggs enough for his beautiful job he does with the TU Lib and with all the other activities and Chavez projects. So thank you, Naftali. That was Naftali himself actually gave me that feedback. But it's still, the point was well taken. And a couple people said not enough Sonnenberg jokes, but you know, what can I do? I have to have a tremendous Akarstov and respect for Arya, and I do like the book, so thank you again. I'd like to talk about our interim president, Dr. David Kallis. Tremendous effort. He's already. I don't know. I think it was misspelled. I think it's eternal president is what it was supposed to be. Dr. Kallis has taken this with tremendous eslavas. He's already done, well, Ari Rosenstein knows this better than anyone. He's already done more work than I did in my entire term as interim. And that was because Ari was doing all the work back in those days. We were talking today, which one of us was the Yosef and which one of us was the Yehuda, and it turns out Ari was both, and I was just the court jester. But yeah, the interim thing was totally ridiculous. What are you gonna do with all the swag now? Like I said, the robe with the embroidered interim president and the big plaque on top of your house and it says interim president and all the stationery. I don't know what he's gonna do with it. The joke that goes, since you asked, is gonna be interim. He's gonna be interim president like George Washington is interim president on the dollar. Or I have this prop that I brought for tonight. Or like Henry Kissinger is interim on the 100 shekel bill. See that? I don't know why Henry Kissinger, but by the way, the money donated for that joke was given to me by Stephen Glanz. Thank you very much, Dr. Glanz. Glanzy had a great year as well in 2016. He, after a few years, was able to sell his company to Oracle. You guys have to see. You have to understand. We've been chavrusas for over a decade, and it's been a great ride. Baruch Hashem, and that certainly facilitated by the shul, so I don't know about Steve, but I have a card stove for that. And we'll get to you in a second, Kallis. I just want to talk about Glanz for a second. You know, people ask, you know, he did very well. You have to understand, people who are in Silicon Valley, okay, who can't get an interview with certain people because they're too high up. There are very, very prominent people in Silicon Valley that will not be able to get an interview with someone who is going to go out of their way and fly to Israel so that they could sit in Holy Bagel with Stephen Glanz. Do you understand? For no other reason but to be Stephen Glanz. So that's the level that he reached. And yet people are wondering. In fact, somebody came over to me and they said, you know, with all this Baruch Hashem success, when are we going to see a change in his house, in his car? When is he going to be able to afford a tie and jacket, you know? And so I said, first of all, Mrs. Glanz, it's really not my place, you know, to get involved. And secondly, this is a true story. In the entire time that we have learned together, there was only one night. He never told me that he sold the company. I knew that there was something. I'm not the kind of guy who ever knew what like other people's dads did for a living or like pay attention to this type of thing. But he did. He didn't tell me, but I knew he was like trying to sell the company. I knew something. And then one night he showed up with the Marmokomas printed by himself. And that was the only time. He had never printed the Marmokomas before or since because he's too cheap. And so I knew. So all of those, most of us, all of those organizations, all those people who think they're going to see any of the Glanzy money that he got, any of that windfall, I already was the beneficiary. You know, sometimes being the chavrusa, you just, whatever, you're first in line. So Baruch Hashem for that. No, but all kidding aside, he did donate the solar panels, not to the shul, for his own house, so that he can reduce his electricity bill. So now that he had that chunk of money, he was able to buy solar panels, so Shakoch to you for that. But all seriousness, in terms of how long, the question was asked from the audience, how long will David Kallis be president? And I was privy to some of the meetings, and I think it was decided they're waiting for Naftali Rischel's beard to get long enough, and then at that point Naftali Rischel's beard will be the next president. And but until then, we have interim president. And by the way, Daf Yomi Shir review, Thursday nights, 10:30, with Cholent, upstairs in the main area. We're in Bava Metzia, we're gonna finish that soon. We saw in Hamathkid, we saw Shomer Shemasa LeShomer, and this is the case of Kallis, Shemasa LeKallis, where President Kallis will be replacing himself with President Kallis. And so I'd like to call upon Eternal President Kallis for a few words of physic to the Kehillah.